Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $100. Thanks to NHTSA, crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at NHTSA.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA. All right, Erin, ready to play today?
I am ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, Erin. Well, Raven's walking out of here. If you missed it yesterday, Jill won $5,200. But $100 is $100, and I would love for you to take him down for the second day in a row. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each question. You ready to play?
Yes.
You just got to get more right than him. Ties go to Raven. All right, number one. Celine Dion has a new documentary series about her life called I Am Celine Dion, and it discusses her neurological disorder, stiff person syndrome. My Heart Will Go On was a song she performed for what movie?
Titanic.
Number two, Queen's music catalog is being sold for over $1 billion. What late artist performed Queen's leading vocals?
Freddie Mercury.
Number three, Kevin Costner confirmed he will not be returning to the role of John Dutton on what show?
I don't know.
Number four, today is Prince William's 42nd birthday. His dad, King Charles, posted a throwback picture of the two of them and wrote, "Happy birthday to the Prince of Wales." What city is the capital of Wales?
Cardiff.
And number five, Ben Affleck finally broke his silence on the Kevin Hart podcast. And even though he didn't address the divorce rumors, he did say that dealing with her level of famous is, and I quote, bananas. Who sang the Banana Boat song?
Oh my God, Jimmy Buffett?
Let me bring Raven back in. Good guess.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Erin.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Celine Dion. It's a new documentary series about her life called I Am Celine Dion. It's going to discuss her neurological disorder, stiff person syndrome.
Yeah.
My Heart Will Go On was a song she performed for what movie?
Titanic.
Correct. Number two, Queen's music catalog is being sold for over $1 billion.
Saw that.
What late artist performed Queen's leading vocals?
Freddie Mercury.
Correct. Number three, Kevin Costner confirmed he will not be returning to the role of John Dutton on what show?
Yellowstone.
That's right. Number four, today is Prince William's 42nd birthday. His dad, King Charles, posted a throwback picture and wrote, "Happy birthday to the Prince of Wales." What city is the capital of Wales?
Cardiff. My favorite city.
Yep. Number five.
My favorite city. You know, yesterday I was going to guess Wales, but I didn't know if Wales was a real country.
That's honestly ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you missed it yesterday,
sorry,
Erin, Cardiff and Wales was the question that Raven got wrong that cost him $5,200.
I mean, it didn't cost me $5,200.
Well, the company.
I only know the answer because I listened.
Oh, see, perfect. All right.
Sorry, company.
Number five, Ben Affleck finally broke his silence on the Kevin Hart podcast. And even though he didn't address the divorce rumors, he did say that dealing with her level of famous is bananas.
Yeah.
I quote, bananas. Who sang the Banana Boat song?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to be so mad at myself as soon as you say it. I can't think of it.
Harry Belafonte.
Yes.
All right, Erin. 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $200 come Monday, Anna.